This week on Florida Matters, we'll listen to the story of a recent graduate of Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland who survived the February mass shooting that killed 17 people. In this preview, we'll meet 18-year-old Lenore Munoz. She started recording her experiences shortly after the shooting and continued to do so leading up to her graduation last week. Here she speaks as she prepares for the March for Our Lives demonstration that students led across the country in March.
So, my name's Lenore. That's spelt L-E-O-N-O-R, last name M-U-N-O-Z. I've said that so many times over the last couple of weeks. I've been doing so many interviews, so many rallies, meetings. Today, it's Wednesday the 21st of March. It's a couple days before the march. I should probably be packing right now. I'm not going to DC, but I'm going to be in Boston instead. My sister, Becca, she goes to Northeastern and she's helping organize the march there, which is really cool. And if I'm not talking to people planning for this march, I'm breaking down crying. On Friday, the Friday after it happened, I went to visit my friend. The Fellowship of the Ring was on Netflix, so she just put it on, which, you know, meant a lot to me because I know that this isn't really her favorite. It seemed kind of like our story. I mean, the Hobbits, they started off in the Shire, this good, safe, if a little boring place, which to me seemed a lot like Parkland. We call it Parkland, or it's safe after Darkland. Anyways, the Hobbits.
One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them.
The One Ring tempts everybody.
One ring to bring them all, and in the darkness, find them.
At the moment that I was watching it, it seemed like the ring was these weapons, these high caliber weapons like the AR-15. It's just so much power. You can't do good with that. When you read The Lord of the Rings, at the end, the Shire is saved, but it can't go through all that evil and stay exactly the same. Frodo says to Sam,
"We set out to save the Shire, Sam."
The Shire was saved.
And it has been saved.
But not for me.
But not for me.
I woke up last night, in the middle of the night, with the weirdest feeling. Like, I couldn't move. I don't know, sleep paralysis or whatever. I was so dizzy. It was like the dizziness was in my arms. And I don't know, just kind of accepted and went back to sleep because at that point, like this is the least of my problems. I want to protect all my friends. I can't stop bullets midair. I can't stop depression. I can't stop PTSD. I'm just so scared.